Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, TV on Twitter, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. I know it's everybody saying, I hear game day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not going to keep you long, but guess what? We still have to go on with the Lord our God. But you know the game is going to have a heaven or hell to put you in. Glory to God. Amen. I won't hold you long. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead on and get into our announcements. First of all, I want to make sure that you get these announcements. Glory to God. Because, you know, these are shows and ministry with you in mind. You never know what you're going to get when you come to one of these shows and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days. So many times, well, you know, I don't want to hear her. I don't want to hear him. But you just never know, because God uses people in different ways. And you don't know what word you'll get if you go to the show and listen. So you got to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Have an open ear. They could say something, amen, glory to God, that's going to rock your world. There could be something there that you need. You didn't know that you needed, but then guess what? They can speak it, and you can say, oh, you know, I was just thinking about that last week, and there's my answer. You just never know how God's going to move on your behalf. So I encourage you to come to the shows with an expectation of receiving something, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on with our announcements. I want to make sure you tune in on Tuesday night. We have none other than Apostle and Pastor Joseph Riles of the Wow Radio, One Word from the Lord, every Tuesday. They come on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to know, if you need a life coach, mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, hook up with them on Facebook. You can go on Facebook. You can inbox them. If you can't get them, glory to God, you can always inbox any of us on the Wild Team. Prophetess Martha Williams, Minister Elaine Jackson, Minister Michelle Wilson. You can inbox any of us, and we will get you to them. Glory to God. You can go on and inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And let them know what the need may be. But, you know, the door is open. It's up to you to go in it, you know. What they say, you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. So I'm leading you all the way to the water. Glory to God. And this is some sweet water. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know how y'all used to make that sweet water with a little sugar in it. Glory to God. Come on. I know some of y'all know about that. Hallelujah. So now you can just get the instant packets and just put it in the water bottle and just shake it up. Okay, glory to God. And you can drink it, glory to God. But I encourage you to go on over there and inbox them and let them know what you may need, because you don't know. Hallelujah. They could give you, amen, everything that your heart desire, giving you words from the Lord to help you, to encourage you, to build you. So I encourage you to go ahead and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. And if you move on down, we have a new show coming up, a new show on Thursday. Oh, my God, my God. See, I told y'all to get ready, because God was about to do some great things. I know some of y'all said, no, they're going to be left out. No, we ain't going to be left out. Hallelujah. But I encourage you, we got a new show coming up. None other than Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show will be coming on Thursday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time every Thursday. So I want to make sure you tune in on Thursday night, because she's going to wow you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when she starts to pray, that line gets hot. Good God Almighty. Ah, my God. It makes the demons flee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I encourage you to listen to her on Thursday night. Hallelujah. And if you move on down, I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministry. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in, tell your neighbors, tell your friends, amen, to come on and get aboard. Hallelujah, glory to God, because God is going to do it for them. My God, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. And if you have a prayer request, you tell them they can press the 1 when they come on the show, and I will bring them in, but I don't want them to tell all their business now. Just tell me your prayer request. Hallelujah. And if you need more, then you can go and inbox me on Facebook. I have 2 pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. You can inbox me on Facebook, and I will get back with you. Or you can message me on Messenger. Hallelujah. However you want to do it, it doesn't matter. Glory to God. And then if you move on down, we have Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries coming up next, but I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, okay? And then we have Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She is an author. You can purchase your book. You can do it right now. They are available. Yes, I have my copy. Thank you. Glory to God. So you can go on and get your copy. I told you to go ahead and get the first one because the second one was coming. It was trailing it. Glory to God. So guess what it did? It caught up with it and it came on out. So I encourage you to go on and get it. You can inbox Ministry Lane. She has also a Facebook page, and she will tell you how to get her book. Amen. It's a good read, so you want to get it and be blessed. You know, God is in the blessing business. Glory to God. I don't know why people think, you know, it's been a long time, yeah, but he has to prepare you for what's to come. Hallelujah. Because if he give it all to you at one time, it'll be gone. If he give you all your blessings at one time, you might misuse it, abuse it, and lose it. So he just kind of gives it to you, amen, and show you where you are because he already knows. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go ahead on and get your book. It's a good read. And I want to also encourage you to become a partner. And in becoming a partner, you will receive many, many, many perks because God is moving by his spirit, by his power, by his might. So I want you to receive these perks for only $25 or more. We always start off at $25 or more. If you want more and you want to be blessed more, then give more. That's all you got to do. Simple as that. And I know that y'all's always said, you know, she's always talking about giving. Well, that's just part of it, you know. You will have to give, amen, in order to receive. Glory to God. Because if you don't let nothing out of your head, ain't nothing going to come in. Glory to God. Come on now. You know that's the truth, because if you don't go out and work, then what you going to have coming in? I know some are retired. Yes, praise God for those that are retired, so they're able to get their checks coming in. But those who aren't able to retire, glory to God, if you don't go out and work, then where it's not coming in. So that's just the way it is. It's that law of reciprocity. What goes up must come down. So it's whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Good God Almighty. So hold on. Ah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And give to the ministry, because I know it has been a blessing unto you. Amen. We're all under the same umbrella. So I encourage you to give to the ministries, glory to God, that's under our Apostle Yvonne Rouse, glory to God, and Pastor Joseph. I want you to give to the ministries, amen, so God can take it even further. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. No, you can't pay for the word, but you can also help to spread the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Keep all that in mind. I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to see if anybody has pressed the 1 for prayer. If not, I'm going to go ahead on, and I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Open us up in prayer. You know, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Don't get stale. I'm hearing staleness. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can get stale in the ministry. You know, when God bless you, amen, and that's all you want, just that right there. You just want God to bless you. But he got so much more for you. Don't get stale in the ministry. I keep hearing staleness, staleness. I'm like, okay, what are you talking about, Lord? Bread or what? Come on now, okay? Don't get stale in the ministry. He wants to take you to another height in ministry. So you don't want to just sit right where you are. I mean, he said to me, don't get stale, but, you know, it's like complacency right there. So, you know, I'm good with this right here. So I don't want to go no higher. I don't want to do no more. I don't need to see no more. But, you know, you want more. Hallelujah. You know, some say they can't hear from God, you know, but here's the thing, what you got to do, you got to spend time with him. You got to pray. You got to seek him. Get quiet time and spend time with him. You know, there's so many things that go on in the world on today that can distract you from doing it. Huh. Hallelujah. It's just people, you know, just put it like that. Just put it like it is. Tell it like it is. It's just people sometimes, they always chit-chatting about everything that's going on and everything that went on and everything that could go on, you know, and that's what distracts you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you know, girl, I heard this and I heard, hold up, wait a minute. You know, this person did this and hold up, this one over here did this and wait a minute. Let me tell you about JoJo and Jody. Good God Almighty. And see, all those things can distract you. Listen, you got to learn how to just get the distractions out of the way and just say, Lord, I'm just going to sit. If you don't do nothing, just sit there and you can just talk to him. Hey, man, you are, hallelujah, in his presence. And he will talk back. But you got to just sit there and just talk to him. You know, well, hold up, honey, hold up. I got to see this. I got to see the news. I got to see this. I got to see this. And before you know it, let me tell you something. When you done did all that, then guess what? He going to make you sleepy. Say, honey, I'm too sleepy now. I got to go to bed. That's when he kicks in and kicks in. Hallelujah. The reason I can tell you that, been there, done that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, hold up. I'm going to watch this one more movie. And then I'm going to go and I'm going to pray and I'm going to read. And I'm going to do it. What's going to happen when you watch that one more movie, your eyes going to get so heavy you can't even hold them on with a toothpick. Glory to God. I can tell you because I've been there. Glory to God. Well, hold up. I'm going to go outside and just sit outside and just look around and see what's going on. Yeah. When you come back in, then, okay, I'm going to go and take a bath, take a shower, whatever you do. And you come back in, you're going to be so tired, you ain't going to want to do nothing. Glory to God. Hold up. Let me see what this one got going on. Because they done called me two or three times, so let me talk to them for about 5 minutes. And guess what? That's the distraction. Because after you get through talking to them, then guess what? Your 5 minutes done turned into 30 minutes. Your 30 minutes turned into 45 minutes. Then the next thing you know, it's an hour, and you done lost time. Well, look, it's time you go to bed because I have to get up early. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we rocked that boat, so let's move on. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody pressed for one, so we're going to go ahead up and open us up in prayer. You know, we serve a good God. We serve an awesome God, and he is worthy. Hallelujah. I say it all the time. You can shout it from the rooftop. He is worthy. Hallelujah. If you don't think he's worthy to be praised, just look around you. Hallelujah. All your family's doing fine. Glory to God. Even though you might have some trouble, trials and tribulations going on in your life, you're still fine. Glory to God. Let's look at it. Glory to God. He may have already called to glory. Glory to God. But guess what? He called them to glory. And that's all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Just think about it. He is still worthy. Hallelujah. Even though things may not be going the way you want them to go, but they're going the way he wants them to go. Glory to God. And he is still worthy. My God, to be praised. Hallelujah. You know, you walk outside and you can see, you say, Lord, look at all of them, the way some riding high and living in large and in charge. And you saw them say, look what I'm riding. But you're riding. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. You say, saw him on the job. I don't know what it's coming from, but let's all right, roll with me. He looked at it. He said, well, Lord, it's saw him on the job. They're making a whole lot of dollars, and I'm making a few dollars. Guess what? You were able to do more with your few dollars than they are with their lot of dollars because they're putting them in the wrong place. Oh, good God Almighty. He is worthy to be praised. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord God. Lord, we praise you, Lord. We magnify your holy name on high in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all that you are and all that we need in our life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, that all those that are surrounding areas, Lord God, hear your voice, Lord God, and get an understanding of the word of God, and they connect, Lord, and know that you're on their side. You said you'll never leave them nor forsake them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for everything that you've done, Lord God, and all the things that you will do in the near future, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, you know the beginning, Lord God, to the end, Lord God. So you will let nothing come upon your people without revealing it to your prophets, Lord God, first. That's what you said in your word. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We grab hold to the word of God on today and not let it go, Lord God, to bless it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let this word, Lord God, meditate on the hearts of men, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, so it can take them, Lord God, to where you want them to go, so they can supersede in the ministry, oh God, and not be stagnated, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, and we call out the prayer warriors, those who think if they pray, they're going to make a mistake in their prayers. But long as the Holy Ghost power lives on the inside of you, in the name of Jesus, he'll accept your prayer because he knows you are, oh my God, you are, oh my God, one of his children, and he'll accept your prayer in the name of Jesus. So Father God, we call them out right now. Let them not be ashamed anymore. Let them not be ashamed of what others say when they get ready to pray. And even though when they get ready to preach, whenever they get ready to prophesy, I call them out, Lord God, of that place of complacency, Lord, of staleness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I say release them. Release them right now. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. They won't be bound down by the talk of the town in the name of Jesus. They won't be bound down anymore. Oh, my God, by fear. They won't be bound down by those saying that they are not called. Lord God, I said, shut the lion's mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. Release them. Oh, my God. Loose them and let them go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, oh God, that they are loose. They shall come out, Lord God, with fire in their belly in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Every word that they speak, oh, my God, that comes from you, it will come to pass. There shall be no hindrances to the word of God. When they began to release it, when they began to pray, when they began to prophesy the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh, God, how you're loosing them all over the nation right now in the name of Jesus. For those that have been bound down, oh, my God, in places, Lord God, that's not like you. In the name of Jesus, we are calling them out, Lord God. Those that can sing, Lord God. Oh, my God. And I know they're sitting in bars and on bar stools. Lord, pick their heart and move them out of there. Let them know you belong to me. In the name of Jesus, I gave you this voice to use for my sake. So I called you out of that place right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for healing. Those that need a healing, God, in their mind, Lord God, in their heart. Those that have unforgiveness. Oh, my God. Lord God, you said if we can't forgive, then you can't forgive us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch the heart of man, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, touch the heart of women. In the mighty name of Jesus, and bring them out of that place, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, so they can forgive and move on and move forward in ministry right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. He is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't stop what you're doing, but move forward in him. Hallelujah. You know, you've been going down that road. You say, oh, well, I want to spend more time with God. Well, it's up to you to make the time. Hallelujah. It's up to you to take the time and stop being hindered by so many things. Sometimes people say stuff out of their mouth, but their hearts are far from it. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God, it's up to you. You have to take in ministry. You got to take it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not going to be laid out for you on a silver platter. Well, I just don't have the time. You can find the time. Hallelujah. I can speak for myself. There were times when I'm like, Lord, my time was just so bound, and I was working, you know, really hard here, there, everywhere, just working. The time was bound up, huh? Glory to God. But when they start coming out with Bible apps and app apps and snap apps and everything, glory to God, you can find the time and turn it on, hallelujah, and let it go into your ear gates, and it will penetrate your heart, and it'll move you, hallelujah, glory to God, my God. You can put it on in the house and put it on the TV and YouTube it and YouTube it and all this kind of stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you can still get the word of God. Glory to God. But you got to take it. It's not going to be given to you. You're going to have to take it. Some things you're just going to have to take. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's one of them. Hallelujah. It's not going to come easy. Because every time you get ready to do something, here come one of the little imps. Oh, do it take that much? What are you doing? Hallelujah. What you need to be doing? Glory to God. You need to be praying. You need to be reading your word. What are you doing? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they always want to hinder you. So I encourage you on today. Don't let that be a hinder. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and get into the message on today. If you would, turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 4, and I'm going to start at verse 8. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8. Miracles do happen. I don't know why, you know, I think that nothing's going on, no miracles. If you look around the world today, he is still performing miracles. He is, and he's using his people. Hallelujah, to do those things. God is still in the miracle working business. It ain't changed. As long as heaven and earth, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, my God. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will not return unto me void. So he said he's a miracle working God, and guess what? He is a miracle working God. I'm going to start at verse 8. And it fell on a day that Elijah passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. So it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in tether to eat bread. In other words, whenever he passed by, he stopped to eat with her. She told him, come on, man of God, you can eat something with me. You know, she welcomed him in his house. How many of you will welcome? I know, you know, with everything with the pandemic, I hear you, and everything going on, glory to God. But how many, let me help you out. Hallelujah. You can pay for a meal for a man and woman of God. You can cash out them. You can do whatever you want to do to get it to them if you really want to give them a meal. Glory to God. So, you know, there's no excuse for saying, you know, well, I can't do this. Nah, you can do it. There's many ways to get it to them. You may not can physically ask them to come to your house, but there are other ways that you can say, okay, y'all go ahead. Go take this and go out on me. Go get you some lunch or some dinner. You know, you can do that. Hallelujah. So you can't say you can't do it. Let's move on. So she asked him to come on, you know, and you can eat with us. Come on and dine with us. Glory to God. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God which passes by us continually. She said he just keep passing by us. She said, I know he's a true man of God. And you know what? Hallelujah. She recognized him because she was a Christian. You know, some people can't recognize true men and women of God. You know, in other words, they'll bring up the past, not looking at the future as to where God has brought them from and where he wants to take them to. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Isn't that something? People will always bring up your past. Because God said when you come to him, hallelujah, he throw all that in the sea of forgetfulness when you give your life to Christ. But some people are always going to bring up who you used to be, what you used to do, and how you used to live. And what we learned when we were in, amen, in minister's class, said, you don't have an answer to that. Hallelujah. You said, you don't have an answer to that. You don't have to really even say nothing. All you got to do is just walk away. It's okay. You know, it's all right. Because you want, hallelujah, to make sure you stay in right standing with the Lord. And you don't want them to get the wrong idea, because they'll say stuff to try to sometimes make you say stuff. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Let's move on. Hallelujah. So here's what she wanted to do. She said, let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in tether. So she asked her husband, hallelujah. She didn't just go do it. She asked him, will it be all right if we make a bed for the man of God, when a place so when he come in, you know, he can get some rest here. Now, she believed, so guess what? She did that. She asked her husband first. She didn't just go do it. Don't just do stuff, hallelujah. You, if you're married, then you got a spouse. You need to ask them. You need to talk to them. You know, so many times miscommunication can get you in a lot of trouble. But listen, she asked him. I read in one translation, she asked him before she did this. Hallelujah. So she did do it. She made a place for him. And now, you know, make sure you have some light. Make sure you have a nice bed, place to lay. Glory to God. And she went, he went on down and did what he's supposed to do. You know, he had a place to lay, and it was cool with her. Glory to God. Let's move on. And it fell on a day that he came tether, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. So he did. He went and rested in her house, and he is in her house. Okay. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shulamite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. In other words, he was saying, you have taken good care of us. So what is to be done for thee? Would if thou be spoken for the king, for to the king or to the captains of this host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. In other words, she was telling him, she said, no, I don't need that. She said, I dwell among my own people, and they treat me well. I read in one translation that said, you know, she was a pretty rich woman. So she was good. She said, no, I don't need you to speak to the captain, because I'm here among my own people, and they treat me well. So she didn't need that. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she hath no child. And her husband is old. Now, hold up. Wait a minute. Listen. Said she didn't have no children, and her husband was old. Glory to God. Y'all get that? Old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. She said, hold up. Wait a minute, man of God. She said, don't lie to me like that. Don't tell me I'm going to have a son. What she was thinking, you know, my husband, oh, you know, back then, come on now. They didn't have all this that they got now out. I'm going to put it like that. Hallelujah. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. They didn't have all that out that they got out now. And she was saying, my husband is old. You know, he can't give me no child. You know, she said, come on now, don't be teasing me, man of God. Don't tease me. She said, because, you know, I know I don't have a child, but this man is old. You see, look at him. Ain't nothing he can do, you know. Glory to God. And the woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elijah had said unto her, according to the time of life. And look, she did have a son. Listen, she believed in what he was saying. She was just thinking about, you know, the process with, you know, her and her husband. You know, they had to go through the process in order to conceive the child. But the man of God had already spoken. Don't you know, whenever she told him that, you know, her husband, you know, he was old and he couldn't, you know, have no children. She didn't think there was nothing he can do. Hallelujah. Don't you know Elijah went to bat for? He said, Lord, you know you can resurrect the dead. So I'm calling you, Lord. You got to bring some life into this man, you know. Come on now. You see, because they didn't have all that they got out now that can help, you know. And they got the fertility banks and all that different stuff. They didn't have all that back then. Hallelujah. So all they had was the main thing was God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what they had in order to make everything work. That's what they had to do was pray back then. You know, now they got so much going on, this, that. So, you know, they can go and have 6 or 7 children at one time now, hallelujah. So, you know, they didn't have all that back then. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father, to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. In other words, he said to one of his servants, carry him to his mother. He said, my head, my head. His head started to hurt. Oh, my God. Just think about it now. Hallelujah. You know, here we are. You done gave me this child. Now, here he goes. Then to go through all this. Let's see what happened here. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. Do you know this woman probably was devastated, you know, thinking about it. Okay, Lord, now, you come on now. You know, Yah would do that too. You say, okay, Lord, now you gave me this. And now this, my child is dying? Oh, man, come on now. You know, this woman was devastated. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. Okay, you know, she was a believer. Because she went and she laid him up in that room. She could have chose any room in the room her and her husband was sleeping in. You know? She could have laid him over there. But she knew that this man of God, hallelujah, and how he was talking to him. And don't you know, he probably told her about the Lord and everything. You know, he didn't just go there and just sit there and then do nothing. And she laid him on the man of God bed. Now, that was her faith, first of all, to lay him on the bed. Glory to God. She laid him on the man of God bed. And then she went out. She shut the door and went out. Hallelujah. When she believed that things were going to happen. Glory to God. Let's move on. And she went up and laid him on the bed and the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called upon her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. She said, it's all right. It don't matter what day it is. She said, uh-uh. Can you imagine, you know, a mother thinking about her child? He done died and he laying up there on the bed. She wasn't finna wait for no new moon. She wasn't finna wait for no Sabbath. She wasn't even going to wait for nothing. She was going to go to save her child, bring her child back. Don't you know how a mother is about their children? Glory to God. Now, y'all know, come on. If somebody's messing with them, what you going to do? You're going to go and try to straighten it out. Hold up. Wait a minute. I know they ain't messing with my child. Come on now. That's just how that mother instinct, that's just what we do. That's just how we do it. Glory to God. And you're going to go and you're going to try to make everything well. If one woman's sick, what you going to do? Hold up. I don't care if they 40. It don't matter. You're still going to make sure that they got what they need. You're going to pray. You're going to go and see if you can give them anything, you know. You're going to, if they need to go to the doctor, you're going to take them. Come on. You ain't going to wait for nothing. And if the doctor tell you they can't see them, then you're going to get mad and go somewhere else. Glory to God. That's just the way that mother instinct is. Hallelujah. That's just it. And that's what she had. She wasn't going to wait for nothing. She was going. She said, oh, y'all settle his ass because I got to get up out of here because I got to go. Glory to God. She said, all is well. It'll be all right. Let's move to verse 24. Then she settled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, Yonder is that Shulamite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child? And she answered, it is well. And when she came to the man of God, to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me. In other words, when she went, she went and saw the man of God, she fell down at his feet. So when she fell down at his feet, Gehazi tried to pull her away from the man of God. But don't you know, he was going to have a hard time trying to pull her away because she was trying to save her child. She didn't care nothing about that. She was trying to save him. And he said, hold up, wait a minute, don't pull her away. God has hid that from me. So you see, being a prophet, God don't tell us everything. He prophesied in parts. You know, sometimes people get all worked up, you know, they don't want to be around prophets, and they say, okay, they can see through me. No, it's not for that. It's not for that purpose. Hallelujah. It's to edify, build. Hallelujah. So you see, he don't show everything. He show it in parts. He prophesied in parts. Because you see right here, he said, God hid it from me. I didn't know. But he asked God, all was well, when he could see her, that she was vexed. He could see that she was upset about something. But he didn't know what it was. Glory to God. Then she said, I desire a son of my Lord. Did I not say, do not deceive me? She told him, she said, did I not say, don't play with me about this matter? Then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thine hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. And he told Gehazi, he gave Gehazi some specific instructions. He told him what to do. You meet somebody. You know, when you're in a zone, you have to stay in that zone. You can't let nobody really pull you out that zone, because you want to make sure you're giving them all you can give them. When you're praying for people, you want to stay right there in that zone, because he wants to speak through you and tell them something. Hallelujah. And you just think he went to heal. You can't just be talking on the phone or looking at the TV, then somebody call you and they need prayer. No, you need to shut it down. You need to pray for that person. Give them all you got. Glory to God. And see what else you can do for him. You know, because he wants us. Amen. He uses us as his mouthpiece. So he uses us in a mighty way to bring healing to others. So you can't be looking at the TV reading the word. You can't be over here playing music. Hallelujah. Unless it's gospel, you know, worship music. Hallelujah. Gospel music. That's good. But you can't be looking over here at Jane Brown feeling good. And then you want to pray for somebody and get them healed. You can't do that. You got to get in the zone and shut everything down. Understand? Hallelujah. And give it your undivided attention. Oh, my God. Huh? People may come in the room. You say, hold up, wait a minute. Her, first of all, I said, this is important. Now, put them on hold. Hold up. I got to pray for these people right here. Okay, I ain't got time for that right now. You're going to have to just wait, whatever it is. I'm busy right now. You know, so many times we can fall slack in doing God's work and do it in a perfect way. Hallelujah. We should be now striving for towards perfection. But you know, it's just the same old, same old. You get the same old every time. You do the same old thing every time. You ain't got no, you say, okay, I got anointed. Well, listen at what you say. It don't sound like no anointing on that to me. Hallelujah. When you pray, do you pray like, okay, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come against the evil spirits right now. Do you mean what you say? It's that effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail of much. So will you shut everything out, because he was telling him on his way what he wanted him to do and how he wanted him to do it. Hallelujah. He gave him some specific instructions. God wants to give you some specific instructions. Hallelujah. So will you spend time, hallelujah, to get those specific instructions? Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. And let's move on, verse 30. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, And as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. In other words, he ain't said nothing. The child did not move. So listen, glory. You see what I'm saying? Amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine, hallelujah, you know, he sent him ahead, but the child did not move. He didn't say nothing. Maybe in this situation, God wanted to use, amen, Eliza. He wanted her to see, amen. But, you know, he didn't lie. Glory to God. She was believing that he could heal him anyway, but she knew he was a mighty man of God. Yes. But you can imagine, I believe a little doubt seeped in now because, amen, you can understand why. Because her child, it's a child. Her child, life had been gone. He was dead. Now, this says he was dead, okay? Glory to God. Wherefore, he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child did not awaken. And Elijah was come unto the house, and behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. Now he went in, the child was laying on the bed. And first of all, he prayed unto the Lord. Lord, I come before you. Lord, you told me to tell this Shulamite woman that she was going to have a child about this time next year. So she had the child, Lord. And I know, Lord God, that you didn't come to take it away. And she just got it. So, Lord, I believe in you, Lord God, that every trick and every attack of the enemy, Lord God, right now, oh, Lord, raise him up. Do you imagine he went in there with fire in his tongue? Oh, good God Almighty, when he got ready to pray, don't you know the room was rocking? Oh, my God, because the man of God was in there with the anointing on the inside of him. When he walked in the room, the Holy Spirit was already in there, glory to God, because that's the room that he stayed in. So when he came alone, you know, and stayed in that room, he didn't probably just lay down on the bed. When you go in your room, hallelujah, you pray, hallelujah. Ah, my God, glory to God. And he started to pray, oh, my God, and the Holy Spirit was already in that room. Can't you see, hallelujah, glory to God, and that child laying up on the bed, dead, my God. And he went up, he lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth. And his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands, and he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. In other words, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, was warming and giving him warmth back into his body. Remember when God breathed into Adam's nostrils and he breathed the breath of life into him. So that's what the man of God did when he laid on top of the child. He was breathing, hallelujah, life into him. Oh, my God. You know, some will say, well, you know, did he have to do that? God takes the foolish thing to confound the wise. Glory to God. So when he laid upon the child and his eyes touched his eyes, Lord, my eyes, I can see. So, Lord, you anoint his eyes so they can come open so he can see. Lord God, transfer this Holy Spirit on the inside of me into the child to wake him up. Oh, right now in the name of Jesus. So when he went in, he went to battle. So when you go in, hallelujah, you need to go to battle. Not just when things happen, before they happen. You have to stay prayed up, wrapped up, and tied up in the precious Holy Ghost. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon the child, and he sneezed seven times, and the child opened his eyes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, he didn't stop there. Because sometimes whenever things happen, you'll pray one time, and you'll just let it go. No, we're in a season now where you're going to have to get a good prayer line. When you're going to have some fervency in your prayer. Don't let nobody fool you. I don't care what the world says, hallelujah. You go by this word, glory to God. And he called her, he said, call the Shulamite. So he called her, and when she was coming to him, he said, take up the son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. Glory to God. Do you see what he did? My God. Because he didn't just go in, hallelujah. Glory to God. He went in there with the power that he was already on the inside of him. You know, God wants to give you that power, but sometimes you slack.
You don't want to pray. You just pray those little simple prayer. You know, sometimes people have even said, well, you know, back in the day whenever that, you know, your mom and dad taught you, now I lay me down to sleep, Lord, I pray my soul to keep. Oh, my God. If I should die before I wake, I pray, my Lord, my soul to take. Hallelujah. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come against any wayward spirit that tries to come my way, Lord God. I come against any deaf spirit that tries to hover over me in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for keeping my soul as I sleep and rest on this bed on tonight. Let your loving angels camp around me, oh God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come near me in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that every spirit that's not like you has to get back and behave in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know you may not know how to pray like that, but listen, if you've been walking with the Lord, amen, quite a while, you ought to have more than just them little bitty ones. You ought to be able to come out, amen, with a big bang. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Show the devil who you is, because he's going to show you who he is. So you got to show him who you belong to. Hallelujah. Just think about it when he went in the room and I look at him because he shut the door. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to shut the door on some stuff. Shut the door on the phone. Shut the door. Hallelujah. On the gossip. Shut the door on the TV. Just shut the door. Hallelujah. Cut it down. Cut it off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we're living in a season where we need much prayer. He's calling the people to return back to prayer. Because so many times, you know, people have left prayer, and they just want to go and do their own thing. Well, you know, I pray every day. Well, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. And then you go on and do everything you're good enough to do. Hallelujah. But understand, he wants you. He wants your soul. He wants you. Hallelujah. He wants you to come in. Hallelujah. He wants you to come and be with him, sup with him, walk with him. Understand who he really is. You know, just because you're being blessed a little bit, he want to bless you more. Hallelujah. He wants to give you more. He wants to give you every desire you have in your heart that's like him. But if it ain't right, you ain't going to get it. I'm going to tell you just like it is. It's now time for people to tell the truth about the matter. You know, well, yes, God's going to bless you. Yeah, he will bless you. Hallelujah. He'll give you your heart desires, but your desire got to be within the word of God. It's got to line up with the word of God. If your desires ain't his desires in his word, then you won't get it. And if you get it, if you won't keep it, glory to God, because that's not what he wants for you. You want more for your children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want more. You don't want them to see you at doing things that, you know, it's not godly. Hallelujah. Then they go down that same path doing those same things that you did. I know we all have sinned and fall short, but don't keep that. Hallelujah. You know, don't keep falling short. Come on up higher. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a right now on time God. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we seal the word by faith that everyone under the sound of my voice on this line heard your word, oh God, and they hold on to your word, oh Lord. Let it engraft on their heart, Lord, so they won't sin against you, oh God, so they can follow you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, that every spoken word, Lord God, oh my God, let it be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto the pathway so they can live right, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God. Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God, for all the children. Lord, we pray that they go down the right path. Let the parents teach them the right path and not the wrong path. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. God wants to do so much more in your life, but you've got to get rid of the sin because that's what's holding you back. I'm hearing it. The sin is what's got you. Hallelujah. It has a hold on you. Hallelujah. Until you make the choice.
to serve him with all you got, with everything you got. Hallelujah. He'll move all those obstacles out of the way. He'll bless you. Hallelujah. You want a new house, he'll give it to you. He'll show you how to do it and who to get to build it. He wants to do all that for you. You want a new car, he'll give you all that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll give it to you and pay for. Hallelujah. He will. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. He'll give you the car you want and let you get it at a lower price, even if it's not paid for. Hallelujah. He'll put it where you can't afford to make the payments and won't have to miss a payment. Ah, that's the type of God we serve. Hallelujah. You can't beat God giving. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just remember, hallelujah. Faith without works is dead. Faith, hallelujah, is what moved God. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So you want to make sure your faith walk is right. Because you can't please God. You just can't please him. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. You know, that means impossible, hallelujah, then things can't be done. So you got to make sure that your faith walk is right with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, we serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to salvation. Hallelujah. Make Jesus Lord in your life on today. Hallelujah. Start a new beginning, a new life. You know, we're coming. We're in this month, and, you know, I think Monday is showing love. It's Valentine's. Well, you should show love every day. This is the day they set aside, you know, for people to go and get the balloons and the candy and all that different things. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Not nothing. Hallelujah. But show love every day to someone. Hallelujah. You know, I got a text this morning. Amen. And they said, I'm so proud of you. And they sent me some little hearts on there. And we kind of made a joke about it. I said, I've been knowing you over 10 years. And, you know, you never sent this to me, you know. And they just said, LOL, they laughing. And it was kind of funny, you know. But, yeah, show love every day. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I don't like to leave the show without giving a salvation. Amen. A call to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and part of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, O God. Lord God, whatever, Lord God, sins I have committed, Lord God, I repent right now in the name of Jesus. I want to make you Lord in my life. Forgive me, O God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I pray. Amen. Welcome to a body of Christ. I encourage you to go ahead and text me. Amen. Or you can inbox me on Facebook and let me know that it was you that gave your life to Christ. And we will go over the word. Amen. Glory to God. I'm opening the door. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. For you to come on. Amen. And I will go over you with the word and, you know, we'll talk. We'll chat. Hallelujah. And see what you want, what God is calling you to do. Amen. Glory to God. And then we're going to hook you on up, amen, with apostle and pastor, and they're going to take you on through. Amen. Glory to God. But you can inbox any of us, like I said, on Facebook. We're all under one umbrella, so I encourage you to come on in. And they will counsel you. They'll talk to you. Men, I'm calling you. Come on in, men. Come on in, glory to God. Because now is the season for you to come on and give your life fully and totally and commit it to the Lord thy God. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead. Amen. And we're going to get out of here. Remember, don't forget, Minister Elaine is coming up next. Don't forget the new show on Thursday. You miss it. Amen. You're going to miss a treat. Amen. Because she's going to come on with the power of God and her belly. Hallelujah. Singing, praising, and hallelujah, glory to God, giving you the spoken word, none other evangelist, Elder Bertha, ask you, so come on in, Amen. And hear it on Thursday. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. And I will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome Sunday. Amen.